The unwelcoming advent of COVID had a significant impact on almost everything that one could think of. It didn't even spare educational institutions. Nationwide lockdown resulted in the shutdown of schools that made it challenging to teach and conduct exams for students. However, with software for e-learning, it has become possible to teach students online using software for online classrooms and assess students online. Today the article discusses the process that one needs to follow to conduct exams with PaySoft's various softwares online. Steps to conduct online exams in India. At PaySoft's, our users can conduct exams online with our software for online exams, both online and offline, by already uploading the exam on computers. Further, they can also assess the students by uploading the tests on our live teaching app. Let's understand the steps that one needs to follow in detail. Conducting exams online with online examination software. Step 1, login, sign up with PaySoft's online examination software. To access the portal for online examination, contact us from here. Step 2, add questions manually or automatically. The next step is framing questions, which can be done in any format that the teachers want to. They can range from MCQs to formula-based or image-based problems. Questions can be added either manually or in a PDF form automatically. Step 3, create new test by using Create Test button. Once teachers have uploaded the questions, the next step is creating the test by choosing the Create Test option. While attempting the written test online on our software for the online exam, candidates can view all the questions by navigating with the help of arrows. Answers marked by students are displayed in a different color. Students can thus keep a tab on the number of questions that they have to attempt. Step 4, set up test instructions. Exam conducting agencies have the option of managing the test settings, such as the time within which the exam would be completed, the date and time when the exam would be made available. Details such as the date of the test, duration of the test, time of test can also be set up. The test gets submitted automatically in case the students fail to finish the test within the stipulated time. Step 5, sharing of unique ID and password with the test takers. To start the test, institutes provide unique ID and password. Once the students log in with the credentials, they can begin the test. If students encounter unexpected problems while giving the test, they do not have to worry at all. The exam at that time pauses and students can start from where they left. Step 6, view results after completing the test. Once the students submit the test, the result gets displayed automatically. Our software even creates a detailed report which the exam conducting agencies can view for analysis. Conduct exams online by uploading the same on online teaching app. To make the test available on the online teaching app, the given steps are to be followed. Step 1, log in to access the exam panel. The first step that the users have to follow is to log in with their IDs to access the exam panel. Step 2, click on Manage Tests. Upon login, the users get an overall view of their dashboard concerning the total test packages, total questions, etc. On their left side, the users, admin gets an entire menu giving them various options. One such option available with them is Manage Tests, which they need to click. Step 3, after clicking on Manage Tests, choose Test. Once the admin clicks on Manage Tests, they get an option of Test, which they are required to opt for. Once they click on the test option, they get a list of the number of tests they have created. However, to create a new test, they have to select Add Available on the top right side. Yet, before creating a new test, the admin has to create the course, subject, and instruction files that are accessible in the drop-down menu of miscellaneous. Non-adherence to these instructions makes it impossible to create the test. Step 4, add all the necessary details. Once user, admin clicks on Add Tests, they have to fill in the following details. Name. Description. Test Type. Course. Publish date and time as well as test end date. Duration. Total questions. Total marks. Instruction. Medium. Subject. Once these details and the ones mentioned in advanced settings are completed, all they have to do is click on the Save option to create their test. Step 5, click on Action to further proceed with adding questions manually or with docs. Once the user, admin creates the test, the same appears with a list containing the number of tests they have already listed. There seems a yellow box captioned as Action, which has to be clicked to add questions in the test. They can either add questions manually or with docs. When problems are added with docs, the same can be uploaded in a bulk file under which questions must be added in a particular format. Once they upload the file, choose the language and the default font, all they have to do is click on Submit. After submitting, they can see the preview of the questions that they uploaded. If satisfied, the next step is saving the questions. Once you add questions, the requirements of creating tests are complete, and users, admin can finally publish. The same is available on your online teaching app, and thus you can also give students an option of attempting the same from your app for online teaching. Conclusion. Therefore, the availability of various options to even conduct exams makes it easy to assess students irrespective of their location. All the exam conducting agencies and educational institutions have to opt for PaySoft's software for online exams available at affordable prices with attractive features to access this option.